Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to host this call each and every Tuesday night. I've been hosting this call for 18 plus years. This call originally was started back in 1998 as a 5 o'clock call. It has been moved to 10:30 for the last 17 plus years. So I want to welcome everyone to tonight's call. I have an absolutely outstanding guest, entrepreneur, mompreneur, fantastic human being, first-class woman, Jennifer Trinkner. Do I have you on the line, Jennifer?
I'm here, Jeffrey. Can you hear me?
Jennifer, your debut on my call, how inspiring. I'm going to go ahead and cover a few quick announcements. I have been getting Facebook messages all day about how inspired people are to hear your story and then your message that you have for all the great people on tonight's call. I'll cover a few quick announcements. I'll come right back to you. And my Facebook message is filling up with people who are giving me, oh, I can't wait. So welcome, everyone. As I said, I have Jennifer Corliss Trinkner on tonight's call. Take a look at your calendar on June 2nd. I will have Susan Sly as my guest. I had the opportunity to spend some quality time with Susan yesterday with Alexis Romano and again today with Jennifer Trinkner. Susan is absolutely one of the most dynamic human beings you will ever meet. Both Jennifer and Alexis will attest to that. And you're going to see Susan and I and Alexis hosting an event in San Diego, California, the Millionaire Blueprint, and you're going to see some of my other exceptional speakers that I've had the opportunity to develop. I'm going to be doing events with them throughout the United States in the coming months. The Millionaire Blueprint is going to be in August, and that is August 14th in San Diego, California. There are still tickets available. We have room for about 800 people. We presently have 600 tickets sold, and they seem to go really fast once July rolls around. Happy holidays to everyone. This is an exceptional weekend, one of my favorite weekends of the year, Memorial Day weekend. So absolutely enjoy yourself. Come back strong. Finish the month of May empowered, because on May 30th, I will be in Boston, Massachusetts. I know many of you will be going to Washington, D.C. to an event. For those of you who are available, I'll be in Boston, Massachusetts at a first-class venue. I've always wondered why they call a hotel a venue, but a venue at the Boston Hilton Hotel at Logan Airport. That is one of the top Hiltons in the country. The following Saturday, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut with Lori Carminucci and her team of exceptional women. Now, that is obviously a generic event. The following weekend, I will be hosting my June Breakthroughs to Success. That is going to be Breakthroughs to Success number 109. The following Saturday, June 20th, Spartanburg, South Carolina with Bridget Bartley. Bridget is unequivocally an exceptional woman and someone who will be a guest on this call. My first event in Baltimore, Maryland in 5-plus years on the 27th of June. Birmingham, Alabama. I will be painting myself a Birmingham, one of my all-time favorite songs by Tracy Lawrence. July 11th, Susan has a team down there of exceptional women. July 18th, I will be in Newark speaking for Alexis. Alexis has a team event. I have the privilege of sharing the stage with many of Alexis's exceptional teammates. July 25th, Chicago, my first time in Chicago in a while. Long Island, New York, once again, Kelly Bartoletti, Joy Schoenholtz, first-class women who have hosted me numerous times. August 8th, I'll be in Marina Del Rey, and then the Millionaire Blueprint the following week. I'll be in Portland, Oregon with Rebecca Kathy Arrow on the 29th of August. I'll be in Pleasanton, California, which is the beautiful city by the bay, my backyard. It's about 45 minutes from my hometown, beautiful Pleasanton, California. That is Saturday, September 19th. I have some open dates I will be filling throughout the fall, but have the privilege of being in one of the most beautiful cities in the South, and I know that both Jennifer and Bridget will be there. That is Charleston, South Carolina. Now, that event, people are already planning to come to that event. Charleston, unequivocally one of the most beautiful cities in the United States. It is a must if you've never been to the Battery and some of the beautiful areas there. I also just booked Atlanta, so that is going to be a great event. That is in September. I believe that date is the September 26th. September 26th, I will be in Atlanta. So the dates are filling up. For those of you who have ever considered hiring me to be your coach, I routinely have somewhere between a 12 to a 14-week waiting list, give or take. So if you're serious about that and want to contact me, do that as soon as possible. This Wednesday, I'll be finishing up the last of my filming for my certified online coaching certification program. I'll also be finishing up the videos for my online coaching program. Those will be released mid-July, and I'll give you more details, but I'm going to give you just a drip of it. That will be an affiliate program. That's a $2,000 program and a $1,000 program. It will be available to anyone who wants to join my affiliate program. You can make commissions. I am not a network marketing company. It's strictly affiliate. But anyone who directs people into my sales funnel for either one of those products, that means you direct someone to my sales funnel. You do not have to sell it. You can direct someone in there. That is a 50% profit, and I'll be giving you more details about that with exceptional Chris Scharr, who unequivocally is the GMS wingman. One of the situations that you must do if you're going to be a millionaire, multimillionaire, is surround yourself with exceptional collaborators, and I've been fortunate enough to attract two first-class young men, Ilan Amir, Chris Scharr, and soon to be Mr. Nick Keita, who is joining my team for editing, film, and many other projects this summer. So I'm always looking for talent and young people who want to be a part of my organization. As my affiliate program broadens, I'll be looking for more and more people to be part of my Millionaire Apprentice program. So I'll give you more details on that. And with that, we are moving into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. About 4 years ago, I had the unequivocal privilege of having a phone call from Jennifer Corliss Trinkner. Jennifer had heard me on a Susan Sly call, on a Monday morning Susan Sly call. Jennifer had also had been listening to me for a couple of weeks and reached out and contacted me. Here's a little bit about Jennifer. Jennifer is a global entrepreneur, network marketing expert. Jennifer is on a mission to empower others to live their best life and take command of their future. She does this through leadership training and others to duplicate the systems that have made her a highly successful network marketer. And when I say highly successful, she is a top-tier income earner in her company that is about to become a billion-dollar company. As a former international model and fitness competitor, Jennifer has learned what is required to thrive in a highly competitive atmosphere and rise to the occasion every time. Jennifer has been a fitness enthusiast, and in 2013, she won the title of Miss Bikini Universe and also is a two-time winner of Miss Hawaiian Tropic USA. Although she's very passionate about her modeling career, she was searching for her next venture. Jennifer was introduced to network marketing and direct sales by a friend and quickly took the reins by training herself on system and teaching others to do the same. Jennifer is an exceptional leader and a great duplicator of exceptional leaders. Some of her top people that I've had the privilege of coaching are people like Casey Fluff, Katie Newbaum, and a whole group of other people that Jennifer's mentored in the last 2 and 3 years. Jennifer's learned to keep it simple, master systems for success, and duplicate this mindset to a thriving team that is growing around the United States. She's won numerous awards in her company, including being the number one enrolling sponsor just recently. Jennifer, exceptional to have you on tonight's call.
Oh, my goodness, Jeffrey. Thank you so much.
Great to have you on tonight's call. You know, 4 years ago, 4 summers ago, I remember it quite well, it's very interesting that Alexis Romano, C.G. Siddons, Tara Romano, and you all hired me within a 90-day period, and now look at you today in your company that's about to become a billion-dollar company. All four of you have become millionaires in your company. Great to have you on tonight's call.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jeffrey, and you've played a big part in my success, and I appreciate you very much.
Well, to say that you're a great student is an understatement. You have been a rock star student. You have been, you, Alexis, Susan Sly, and the two of the other women, there's a few other women that I've had the privilege of coaching in the last few years, Dawn Ferrantino, Bridget Bartley, and a few other women have really, the word crush it doesn't do justice to it, but great to have you on tonight's call. Many people are excited to hear your story. You're not an overnight success. People are going, oh, my God, Jennifer Trinker in the last year. Well, what many people don't know is how you have paid the price, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to share with folks a little bit about your background, how you came to network marketing and what you did prior to that, because of all the clients I've ever coached, you are one of the most teachable, one of the most organized, one of the most systemized, and a woman who definitely pays the price one day at a time while managing a household, living a good life, having a great husband who is a friend of mine, Dr. Tom Trinkner. So, Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial career that was launched about 4 and 5 years ago in direct sales? We'll start there.
Yes, Jeffrey. In July of 2011, I came into my company, and just as a product user, I had struggled with a lot of digestive issues and just not feeling well. And I knew that this was network marketing, but I wanted nothing to do with it because, you know, I have children, my husband's successful, and I just wasn't looking at it for the business. And I got the products in my body, had an amazing experience, and I still said no to the business for about 2 months. And at that point, I had heard about an event, and I said, well, I might as well just be open-minded and go take a look and see what this is all about. And I was really impressed with what I saw, the company, our mission, and I knew that if others were doing it and just following a system, that I could do it too, because I'm one to never quit. If I decide I'm going to do something, I do it, and that's what I did. I just decided in September of 2011 that I was going to learn this. I knew it was not going to happen overnight. I knew that I would have to learn the skills and master the skills and have the, you know, work with the mindset and all of these different things, but I was up for the challenge. And I was fortunate enough to start coaching with you in October of 2011. And, that really helped me a lot because, as you know, I was really stuck in the control. I had the control going on of having to know everything about everything and how it worked and what's in our products and all of that. And I was really able to let those issues go. And that's really when I started to see some momentum happening, you know, with my business.
November 17th, you come to Atlanta, Georgia, you and Tom. We meet for dinner in the Hilton Hotel. I remember it like yesterday.
I remember.
This is a classic story, isn't it? So I was doing an event for a company, and it just so happened that company was not a wellness company. That company was a service-oriented company. You came to a generic event I had, and there was, when I say there was no juice, there was no juice. There was you, your father, and Tom in the front row, and that was about it. I mean, there was a room full of people, but I think the only people I spoke to were you, because no one was really getting it in that room. It was just a very dead room. But you and I started to form that connection. It's like you wanted to come and meet me to see who I was. We sat down on that Friday night and really started to formulate that connection that has been a 4-year friendship. And, you know, when I say you're not a client, I have a friendship with you like I have with Alexis and CG and Tara and many of the other clients that I had the opportunity to collaborate with. And you have become a shining example of this key word. You are discipline 101 and tenacity 102, and paying the price, you have definitely done that. Now, I want you to share just a little bit about what it's like to be the mom of two very accomplished children. Many people don't know how accomplished your children are. Your children are superstar children. Your husband plays a very active role in assisting you in your enterprise. He also is a very, very successful top-tier dentist in America. He is very complimentary of what you do and has really assist you. But what's a day like in Jennifer Trinkner's entrepreneurial world?
You know, Jeff, in the beginning, it was, I didn't have a schedule, and it was just, you know, whenever I could fit this in, and it was just developed over time, you know, the systems in place and the sticking to a schedule, and again, just learning the skills and how to keep the balance, because it was way out of balance for a while, and this has not been perfect by any means, but, you know, I did have the drive and the passion to do it. And luckily I did have, and I continue to have, my husband's support, which is really huge. And it's just been a journey, you know, a journey into becoming a better network marketer, a better leader, a better, you know, person overall. This is really an incredible, you know, personal growth journey with a compensation plan attached.
Well, Tom, your husband Tom is an exceptional business owner. He is when I say top tier dentist, he really is. He speaks for at the National Dental Convention in front of thousands of people. You did not have any like illusions to bring Tom home from his career because Dr. Tom had a very successful career. What separates you from many people is your competitiveness. Now, that's I want you to cover just a little bit about that here in a second, but you are highly competitive, and you weren't competing with Susan Sly or someone down the street. You competed with yourself, and you really that's a situation that really sets you apart. Can you share with a little bit about, you know, how competitive you are and what a day is like for you now that you started really relax into business? You have two accomplished children who are soccer players who are very talented and are in competition and in music and in sports, but you get it done. How do you fit it all in to become a six-figure monthly income earner with a husband, with kids, and you and your husband also travel and live a good life? How do you do it all, Jennifer?
You know, Jeffrey, I just decided to do it, and it's I
knew you'd say something like that. I knew you'd say something like that. I could ask that question to Alexis. I could ask that to Susan. That's a baffling question because, you know, I just do it. But here's what that means. It means that you'd have to really experience it before you can explain it. You know, you understand what I mean?
That's right.
Really a situation that you experience. That's one of the most challenging questions because people are asking you this question, Jennifer, how do you do it? How do you? How many times have you heard that? And before you can answer, someone's usually asking you another question. You know, how do you? What's your secret? What script do you use? You know, what is it that you get from coaching? You know, who's your upline? Well,
I've gotten all of those questions, Jeffrey, many times.
So is Alexis. So is Susan. I mean, so does anyone who breaks through.
Right.
Can you give them
here's what it really is. It's consistent daily action. It's doing this every day, which I have from the moment that I decided to do Isagenics. I have been working this every day consistently. It's not like I took days off and I did it for a while and because I had a no, I gave up and came back. No, I stuck with this day in and day out. And you know, I got a lot of no's. Just like everybody when they start, right? You just that's just part of the game. You know, you just talk to more people. And I actually celebrate the no's because that just means I'm one step closer to a yes. And that, you know, comes from my competitiveness. You know, I just have always been that way. I am highly, highly competitive. My father's a professional golfer, and I'm assuming that I may get some of that from him. But, you know, I'm not a quitter. You know, and I said I was going to be successful at this, and I really meant it. And I didn't care how long it took or what I had to do or, you know, how many no's I had to get. I knew I was going to be successful at this.
Let's reverse back to the summer of 2012. You went to your company's event. Remember, you know what I'm going to ask you. You went to your company's event. You had a thriving team of one person at that company event. You remember that?
I do.
And this was one of those times you got seduced by someone. You were in the romance, and oh my God, you had this pretty little pet, and he was going to take you to the land of promise. And I'll never forget. I said, I happen to know who this guy was, and so I said, well, what kind of car does he drive? Do you remember this?
I do.
He had a beat up Riviera, but oh, he was a big man on campus. He was the shiny object, and I remember seeing pictures of you and Tom in a tux with this guy. I knew that he wasn't going to follow through, and he didn't. And it didn't take you out of the game. You kept going. Now, that was 2012. That was 3 years ago. Take a look back at 2 years ago. Without naming your company, you were what rank in your company 2 years ago on this date? Do you remember?
Let's see. 2 years ago, I believe I was 3-star.
Okay, so 3-star. So you were achieving about $8,000 a month part. Well, you were full-time. You were full-time, but you had other full-time obligations. So you were achieving $8,000 a month, give or take. I remember when you had your first $10,000 a month, you were very excited. You used to send me snapshots of your weekly commissions at different times. Matter of fact, one of your teammates, Casey, sent me a snapshot of a very impressive check this week. That was one of your...
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
I mean, you have a whole group of women. You have Carlotta, Melissa, Casey, Katie Newbaum. You have some exceptional women that you have really developed. That's one of the most important aspects of being successful is who is successful that you have in your team, and you have really started to develop that real niche of developing leaders. So about 2 years ago, you were right around somewhere between $6,000 to $10,000 a month. Now fast forward to this year. In the month of January, February, March, and April, and then this last week. Now, we're not supposed to do this, but this is not a company call, so I'll let you. What kind of week did you just have?
My week this past week was 74,000.
Now, that was not 74,000 pennies or dimes, right, or 74,000 quarters. That's dineros, wampum, greenbacks, dead presidents, all the terms that reference the laws that govern money. Now, you know, some of that was bonus money, and some of that, I mean, that's more than some people make in a week. Now, how does a woman, I know this is going to be a how-to question, how does a woman who has two kids, a husband who has a very demanding career, how do you go from part-time what you achieved to being able to have six-figure months? The mechanics, can you explain any of that?
You know, it really is just the attracting the right people into your business. And, you know, I have 10 executives now. So that's really where it's at. It's developing leaders and, you know, it's casting the vision, sharing the dream. I no longer lead with the products. I share my story. And because it's possible. You know, if I can do it, coming in with no network marketing experience on two dead legs, anyone can do this. You know, it really just comes down to the decision to do it, the skills, the habits, the mindset, and staying in the game long enough.
Did I hear you say, HARK, H-A-R-K, HARK, did I hear you say dead legs? That means that you didn't have the superstar mentor. You didn't have all this volume flowing down the binary leg, and I don't remember you ever whining to me, no one's giving me the love, no one's giving me the support. You and Alexis, the four women I mentioned, Alexis Terastigi, I'm not the wine coach, so we don't drink red or white wine, and we don't drink, you know, Chablis, and we don't drink champagne, because there's no wining in our house of love, and you were never a winer. You are a producer.
I loved it being like that, Jeffrey, because I am competitive, and I wanted to say that I did this on my own, that I really, you know, figured it out and did it on my own, and that I didn't have, you know, a runaway leg and all of this volume, and, you know, and I think that's great when people have that. That's a gift, really. But I love just the way it worked out, you know, and I didn't have to say, you know, it just worked out beautifully, and I didn't have other network marketing experience so I was not jaded, you know, by other systems and, you know, things in the industry. I just learn the system that we have. And
so what this really means is that you built your business organically. You built it by using Facebook, which I'm going to get into that because that's a real skill you have. But I also want to point out that you were not an overnight success. So here's reality, Jennifer. I remember back in 2011 and 2012, you were very stuck on knowing all the details. And I used to have numerous conversations with you about letting go of the pay plan. You were obsessed with understanding the pay plan, what was in the product. You originally were overwhelmed about knowing facts. Now, the reason this is important because there are many people who can identify with you. You were not an overnight success. You did not make instant money. You were not given a ideal spot in the business. You did not have situations handed to you. But what you did do is you went to events, you coached with me, you learned how to prospect. There was a real key right there. You learned how to spend less time with more people. You also learned who to devote your time with in your team, and your team shows. You have numerous women who are rank advancing in your company. They're achieving five figures a month. How did you really turn the corner in becoming a leader after spending so much time trying to figure things out? What turned the corner for you? Can you recall any key moments?
You know, it was it was just becoming a leader myself, you know, and showing up at events. That was a huge part of it, you know, and I knew that if I was going to be a leader in this company, I was going to have to show up at events. And so I started to show up, and guess what? So did my team.
Yeah, 2013, this is really good. At your company's event in January in 2013, Alexis had one person at the event. That was CG, and you had two people. You had Melissa and Casey. You remember that?
Yes.
So between the two of you are two of the top income earners in the company. Between the two of you, you had three people. Now, that was 2 years ago, two and a half years
right.
ago. That is amazing. So you go from two people. How many people will you have at your ballpark at your company's event coming up this summer?
Right around 300.
It's good. That's fantastic. So that is called duplication. That is called the compounded effect. How do you decide where to devote your energy and where to devote your time? Now, you said that you're now leading by selling the dream. How do you really determine who merits your time and where to devote it?
Jeffrey, I match energy for energy. So if someone takes a step, I'm going to take two steps. That's just the way I am. But I give someone a task, and then if it's not completed, then I know that they're not really serious. You know, and when I'm talking to people, I really do qualify them, and I find out, you know, what they're looking to achieve and what their goals are and how fast they want to go. And that's how I know how to coach them, and I know how to spend my time. And because, you know, I've built on Facebook, we have so much support so that I'm not having to spend as much one-on-one time with people as if I were not building on Facebook, because we have such an amazing culture on social media, you know, in our group. And then the company has incredible tools, too. So there's just really no reason why, you know, anybody can't be successful at this at some level.
And you have really taken Facebook to the next level. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about what you have done to brand yourself? I remember how you originally started out on Facebook 4 years ago. Look where you are today. What are some key tips you could give someone who's relatively new about using social media? Because you have really crushed it.
Well, you know, I started, first of all, by recognizing Facebook as just a powerful free tool for me to start to build. And at the time, I had about, 1,500 Facebook friends. And I just got really busy connecting with people, building rapport, reaching out to people and just building my friends list. And then, just consistency. I started to post. And, I was not a writer or, a great poster or anything, so I would just share a lot of your quotes on a daily basis. But it was consistent, it was every single day at 8 o'clock in the morning, just like you did. So I just kind of followed you and other people that had success in the company, and I just, followed what they did. And then, my brand just developed over time. And because I've built on Facebook and I've been consistent, people know that I'm there, people just started to watch me. So literally for the first year, there wasn't a whole lot going on. People were watching. And, I'm looking at my leader, my whiteboard of leaders right now, and I can tell you that the 10 executives that I have right now all watched me for a year before they ever said yes. So
did you say whiteboard? Is that how you stay organized?
Yes, I have a huge whiteboard.
Now, where did you learn that skill from?
I learned it from Alexis. As soon as she got a whiteboard, boy, I was out, building my whiteboard, and I work in my garage. So I have my office built in my garage, and I love it out here, and I have a huge whiteboard along my entire wall.
I'm going to bring this up because you are a great student. You follow both Alexis and Susan and me. So that shows you're a great student. Now people are following you and both of these women you've become friends with. So what I've also watched, you're a very humble woman. You're competitive, but you don't compete with other women. You are great at being able to let people be part of your culture from afar, and because you're a very, very giving and responsive woman. I really admire that in you, and you really do that. You mentioned something out. Your garage. Now, I've never been to your house, but I've seen great pictures of it. I've had the privilege of being in Bridget's house in Spartanburg. Me personally, I love the South. I've been in Columbia many times. But when you say your garage, what does that mean? Your garage.
Well, Jeffrey, when I started Isogenics, it was a little too crazy to try to work my business inside at night. We have hardwood floors. My kids were running everywhere, and so I had a lawn chair when I started, and I would come outside at night, and I would just, you know, be out here for 2 or 3 hours after the kids went to bed, and I would get on podcasts and calls and things because, again, I needed to become a student of this craft. So I would, I had papers everywhere, I just was not very organized because I had not ever really had a schedule to follow. And it just has developed into this, the whole garage has been redone now. I've got cabinets and I've got whiteboards and I've got, all these, I've got a desk in here and my computer. And so it's very organized now. And it's just, I love working out here because I love being outside. And I actually moved in back into my house about a year ago, and it just didn't even feel right. I was up there for about a day, and I came back outside, and I've been out here, and I love it. I'm like right now, I'm walking around my pool outside, and it's just great. I just love the feeling that I get when I'm out here, and I can walk around, and I can produce out here. And
didn't you just purchase a beautiful black Mercedes?
I did.
So does that go in the garage?
It's sitting
right
here. I'm looking at it. Yes, it's in my garage. Yes.
So yours your desk next to your car?
it's near my car. It's not right on top of it. Yes, but it's in here with it. I have a 3-car garage, so it's pretty big.
So dedicated blocks of time.
Too.
You're able to dedicate blocks of time. Now your children are very accomplished. I've seen many pictures of them. Your youngest daughter is in pageants. Is that correct?
She was in dance. She was in dance for years, and she does acting too. She's very much like me. I believe that she will be a professional network marketer. And my son plays drums. They both play soccer, so they're very, very active. Really, just great kids. Really smart. But really active. So that makes it a little challenging because they're just all over the place. They're kind of a little bit like me. They're just on the go and, they never stop. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
How do you break your days up with two children, a husband, you and your husband, you enjoy the good life. You take trips. You dine out. You go to.
Yes.
I saw you in an event with your husband in San Francisco just recently. I mean, you live a full life. You don't just live the business. You still live an active life. I saw pictures of you and Carlotta on a boat. I mean, your brand really shows that you're living a good life. How do you fit the business in with children, a husband, a good life? How do you do that? How do you get the business? How do you get to where you can create the kind of results you do in the time that you allot?
I just have learned to use my time really wisely and work around, the daily activities I'm on the phone a lot. I'm on the phone, I'm in the car. A lot of times when the kids are, playing soccer or doing whatever, I'm on a call. Or if Zan's in drums, I'll be on a call. But I do, we love to travel. So, but I am still connected to this business because I love it. I really love it, and I would do it. I would do it all the time, But I do know that there needs to be balance, and so it's really easy for me because I love what I do. So, do you know what I'm saying? I mean,
I do. I've been living it for 20 plus years. I know what you do. I know what it's like.
I am super, super passionate about what I do. So I do it all the time.
But some people misconstrue that and they go, all that Jennifer does is work. They don't really understand how fast time goes when you're producing. Can you shed a little light on that, how fast a day goes, how fast a week, a month, a year goes when you're in that kind of flow?
It goes by that quick. It goes by so, so fast. And I tell you, like you said, I enjoy life. We travel. It's really important to me to have date nights and, you know, to take weekend trips to Charleston. We live on the lake, so we take the boat out, you know, on the weekends. We go to Greece 2.5 weeks, you know, out of the year in the summertime. So we travel a lot, you know, and we enjoy life. So I don't work all the time because I believe that you can burn out, you know, with anything. And I don't ever want to feel like I'm not enjoying this. But I don't think that could ever happen because I really am loving what I do. And I really feel like I've found my passion and my purpose in what I'm doing.
So I'm going to ask you this question, Jennifer, because people look at you and they go, well, Jennifer, you didn't really have to do this business. Your husband's already successful. And you never had this illusion, I'm going to bring my husband home. Why do you, a woman who has kids, lived a great life in a great area of the country, Columbia, South Carolina, on a lake, you've had the privilege of traveling, why would you want to do a business when you already had a good life?
That's a great question, Jeff.
It is.
The reason is because something was missing.
There was something missing.
I was not feeling totally fulfilled in what I was doing. And I knew, I really knew, and I had prayed about this, and I knew that I was meant to do something bigger, something that really made an impact, and something where I really wanted to get up every day, and I was excited, and, you know, and I stayed up late, you know, because I really found something, you know, that I loved. And that's what happened for me. And I knew, I really knew early on that this was it.
Well, out of high school, you tasted some of that early. In your modeling career, you tasted some of that in the pageants. You've won many awards. I've seen your portfolio. I've seen the magazines. I've seen some of the shoots you've been on. I mean, you went to some exotic places to do shoots with some of the top photographers in the world, but you didn't quite make it in that world. What kept you from breaking through to be that Sports Illustrated swimsuit model? Because I know you were close. What kept you from doing that?
I believe it was my height, Jeffrey. I'm only 5'7", so that always seemed to be, the challenge with my modeling career. I was very successful, and I've won a lot of things, and so, but that was always the thing that was just, I could not get to that next level, and it was frustrating to me because it was just like that was the one thing. You know?
Plus, it doesn't pay very well unless you're a top-tier model. Many people don't understand that when they see, like I've seen some of your beer commercials for some of the top beer companies, and I have coached many other women who've been in videos of top videos for Brooks and Dunn and people like this, and been graced the covers of magazine. Most people don't know that $100,000 a year is a big deal for a model, because unless you're a top tier model, you're in the middle, and you're in the middle in that world.
Right.
You ain't making much, right?
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
And there's a lot of long hours and shoots. It ain't glamorous either. People don't understand this.
No.
A lot of those.
No, it's not.
You were in Lake Havasu in the sun back in the day doing 16-hour shoots. Remember that?
Right. Yes, I do. I remember sitting on rocks in Hawaii and on the lava rocks in a swimsuit, and you had to look like you were, you know, in heaven, and it was not feeling like heaven on your rear end. So, yeah, we did a lot of things that, I feel blessed to have been able to travel and do those things, but it didn't, you know, it didn't pay. It didn't pay.
I remember asking you, I was actually a little surprised that your income, I thought you would make a lot more than you did. You actually are making almost as much, well, you've made more in a month than you made in some of your top careers. I mean, that's
yeah,
the top
yeah,
years.
Okay.
So I'm going to fast forward to what has really happened. I've watched both you and Alexis move into this phase. CG, I watched Susan do it. You've become a leader grower. You went from being a producer. And you did. It didn't happen overnight, but in your second year, I watched you, your second year of coaching with me, I watched you start to understand how to prospect. I watched you go from prospecting to developing leaders. Now, you have several women in your team who have started to, in your company, the term is rank advance. They've rank advanced. Several of your teammates are now making, you know, multiple five figures a month. How did you go from figuring out the pay plan back 4 years ago to where you have 5-6 women at least that are making $10,000 a month or more. How'd you become a leader grower?
You know, you really assisted me greatly, Jeffrey, with people and why they do what they do and people's personalities. And I just really learned who to spend time with and who really was ready to run. And I really wanted to spend time with those that were like-minded, you know, that were shared the same, you know, the goals and saw the opportunity and really were ready to do it. So I spent time with those people. I really learned how to qualify people. And like you said earlier, just spending time with those that want it, you know, and it's everybody's at a different level. You know, some people come in and they're not ready to run. They just want to be a product user, and that's fine. Some people come in and they want to, you know, they want to go all the way to the top. But that's why it's really important to learn about, you know, who you're talking to and really ask questions. And I've learned that from you, learning the qualifying questions in a sequence and, you know, just qualifying people and getting off the phone quickly with people that just, you know, are not really serious because, you know, time is money. And I would love to help everybody, but, you know, people have to help themselves too.
Now here's a key skill I watched you do, how teachable you were. You did not have prospecting avoidance. I mean, you may have had it a little bit, but your database is a direct reflection of your own influence. You have people from many states, many walks of life, many vocations. You have Debbie Beebe out in California. She was someone you had modeled with. Her husband had an amazing transformation. You have Katie Newbaum. Katie's story is phenomenal itself. She's going to be a guest on this call one day. I mean, she unequivocally became a product of the product, and she's now become a top trainer on LinkedIn. I mean, that's a whole different situation. Carlotta Davis, who was a nurse, was she a nurse practitioner?
Yes, she was.
And she wanted
retired.
Nothing. She walked away from a six-figure career just recently. I had the opportunity to do an event with her in Houston. So if I look over the landscape of your team, it is filled with people from many walks of life, and many of them are in your circle of influence. So you not only you began to brand yourself, but many people who used to know you from back in the day that followed you now are some of your top people. Can you tell people a little bit about really learning how to prospect, letting go of the anxiety about the outcome, letting go of procrastination, and having the courage to reach out to people who you know from your past, because your whole team is filled with people from your past that, I mean, you've got Terry. I can go down the laundry list of the people I've coached. You know, it's interesting. I can do the same with Alexis. Alexis has Joe Romano, Dawn from she went to high school with two people, her sister, CG. I mean, people miss the boat on what both you and Alexis have capitalized on. Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, Jeffrey, that really is the key, you know, is prospecting and learning to not get attached to the outcome. Because, like I said before, we do get a lot of no's. And so what? You know, they're not rejecting us. It's just not the right time, and that's okay. And it's so important. That's such an important part of this. If you're not talking to people and you're not sharing information, how are they ever going to know? You know, and again, they're not ever rejecting you, and I knew that. And I never took anything personally, and it never slowed me down. It just made me go faster. I just wanted to talk to more people.
Also, I know you don't spend a lot of time following up with people because you know how to read people. Can you share a little bit about why you don't spend a lot of time following up?
Because to me, the art is in the close.
Good
one. And you've taught me that, and it's so, so true. You know, and I just, my time is valuable, and I want to spend time with my kids and do things, and I'm just not going to take time and chase people around. It's just a really simple decision. It's either a yes or a no, you know. So I give people my number, and people know that they can call me. They can contact me on Facebook, and when they're ready, you know, after watching for a while, they'll reach out and say, okay, I'm ready. But I just don't go back and call and call and call. It's just, you know, that's exhausting to me.
It is. It's very powerful because then you send a signal that I am not attached.
Right.
So here's the question. I want to see how you answer this. I know how you answer it, but I want the folks to hear you say this. What do you do when you have a down day?
I don't really have a down day.
I knew you'd say that because that's what I would say.
I don't.
This is classic.
I don't allow myself to have a down day. I don't even think of it like that.
I'm going to break this down, but I'm also going to share a story. So there was a young man who is part of he's part of another company, and he walked into a room where Carlotta, one of your best friends, and I were doing an event in Houston. This gentleman's name is Jared Wilkins. I'm going to have Jared on this call. I met Jared 10 years ago when he was 21 years old. He's now 31 years old, and he's having results like you. And he's mentored by one of the top income earners in network marketing, a gentleman who makes almost $20 million a year. Jared has been mentored by him. Jared walks into our event in Houston, Texas, about 3 weeks ago, late in the afternoon, right before the event, because Jared used to be my client. He came in, he wanted to give me a little respect and say hello to me. So I brought him up and interviewed him, and Jennifer, I asked him, and I go, Jared, what do you do when you have a down day? And he looked at me and he goes, I don't have a down day. Now, some of the people in the audience are, oh, come on, dude, you have to have a down day. He goes, no, here's what I mean, he's what he means. He doesn't have a down day, not because he's positive all the time, you understand this. You don't have a down day because you can't afford it. You might have a wall-kicking moment, you might have a down minute, but you don't let it get to you. Can you share with the people why that's so important and what you mean by that, I can't afford it? What does that mean?
Well, like you said, I mean, I can't afford to have a down day. I'm not programmed like that to have meltdowns. This has not been all super easy, and there have been a lot of wall kicking moments, absolutely. But I move through those really, really quickly. I don't get attached, and I just move on to the next thing. And it's really important because you can really stay stuck if you allow yourself to get caught up with drama or chaos or the no's or negativity. And I know that this happens on other teams and other companies and things. And I just don't have any of that because I don't attract it.
You don't, and that's a key component. And you learn to not take it personal. You don't let other people's emotions affect you very much. I mean, you are human. I'm human. But you just can't. When we say you can't afford it, it means that you're grounded in who you are. You don't take situations personally. You realize that everything's not going to be ideal and perfect, and you keep looking forward, not over your shoulder. The pain of regret is one of the greatest pains you can die from. And here's something else that's a key with you. You're not a chronic worrier. And you've seen people who they spend a great deal of their time worried, overwhelmed, in broke thoughts, poverty consciousness, and unfortunately, these people have the greatest challenges. So if you were going to give a message to anyone who's relatively new tonight, because there are people who are new, and there's also a few people tonight that are relatively new to the industry, there are people on the call that have been in the industry a while, they have not experienced your kind of success, what message would you give to the people tonight who are struggling or relatively new?
The biggest key that I would give to everyone is personal growth is such a big part of this. And, hiring a success coach or, listening to, motivational things, you really have to get your mindset right because you can only be as successful as you are yourself. You can only grow your income as much as you grow yourself. And that's really, really important. And I have done that, for the last 4 years, coaching with you and going to your events and getting on your calls and just reading reading books and all of that. It's so, so important. That we become the leaders and the people that we want to be, because that's how we attract the other leaders. Is we become the people that we want to attract.
Who was the first woman that you saw really break through? The first teammate that you broke through with you?
Carlotta.
And what did you see in her?
Carlotta Davis.
Because she started as a product consumer. She told you she didn't want to do the business. How did that start to develop itself?
I just adore Carlotta. I just love her. And, she was really just stuck in whatever other people would think. I think that was her identity and worrying about, oh, my gosh, people are going to think I'm a network marketer. And she struggled with that for a long time. And then through coaching with you, I've watched such a transformation with her. I've watched her business explode. I've watched the people that she's attracting now. And it's so totally different. You know, just that shift in mindset and just letting go of those feelings, that fear, that anxiety, that, you know, oh my gosh, people are going to think I'm weird, you know. And I didn't deal with any of that, you know, when I started. But I see that. I see that a lot with people.
It's common, isn't it? People get overwhelmed. Yeah, they're worried about this is a key point. What do you do with a new person who is worried about worrying? And we see this. They're addicted to worrying. What insight do you give people about that?
You know, I just find out where the worry comes from. What are they worried about? You know, why are they worried about it? Are they, and they're taking advice from people that are not successful. You know, why is that? I really get to the root of kind of like what you do with people that you coach. I want to know what is it that's causing that, and how can we work together to overcome that? Because if you don't overcome that, you're going to stay stuck. That's a big part of this. You really have to recognize those areas where that are not serving you. And make changes.
This is great input. I want you to share a little bit about your spouse, Dr. Tom Trinkner, who's also a very good friend of mine. You know, you and Tom have a great relationship. Like any couple, you're going to have some challenges, but Tom really bought into your success. Not every woman or every man has that situation. Your husband really bought into that success eventually. How important is it to work as a husband and wife team in an ideal situation? Not everyone has it, but you and Tom have been able to do that. Now, Tom is not a Mr. Mom. He's not staying at home. He has a very active career that creates multiple six figures. How many employees does he have in his dental practice?
He has 5.
Then he has a thriving practice. So how do you and Tom do it together? Because you're a producer, Tom's a producer, you have children. How do you come together and create that household?
Well, you know, in the last couple of years, I just realized I couldn't do it all. And I was doing it all.
I remember these conversations.
You know, yes, I was doing it all. I was just, you know, and it was getting to the point where it was way out of balance. And so I hired a business manager. And he has really helped so much, tremendously. I hired another housekeeper, so that I could let go of some of those, you know, duties that I have to do daily. And then, you know, I have someone that has helped me a little bit with the kids here and there. And that's really important because I knew that if I was going to get to the next level, I had to let go of some of those things that I was trying to do it all. You know, all of the laundry and all of the cooking and all of the everything. It just wasn't going to happen. And then Tom really, you know, stepped up, and he started to do things. He discovered that he really likes to cook. So I'm like, well, that's good. So he, you know, it's just kind of like a system now that has worked really well, and I've been very fortunate that he's been really supportive. And I think that's a big part of this. And I do feel bad for couples that, you know, that struggle with that. Portion of it, you know, that their spouse is not really supportive, because I know that makes it more challenging.
Can you bring up a great point. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about what your system is, your daily routine, your daily method of operation, as we start to wrap up our call here this evening?
Well, having a calendar is an absolute must. You know, if you're going to be a network marketing professional, you have to treat your business like a business. And just keeping a schedule. And so in the morning when I get up, I have a lot of Facebook messages. Now I'm having a lot of LinkedIn messages. So I get back to all of those messages. My workout time is about 11 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'll go do my workout, and then I have calls from 12 till the kids get home around 3. You know, we get them where they need to be, you know, drums or soccer or whatever. And then, you know, and then I'm back on calls for a few more hours, and then, you know, get the kids ready, get them in bed, and then I'm, you know, back on Facebook and answering, you know, messages and emails and all that. So that's
when you say
like,
you're back on Facebook and LinkedIn, shed a little light on that, what that means, because you have really mastered that, and LinkedIn is the new frontier that I see you really starting to master as well. What does that mean to be back on it? Are you just surfing there and hanging out, or do you actually have a purpose?
I have a purpose. I have coaching groups in there. I have team threads in there. So I'm always connected to my team at all times, and we're always working together. And that's exactly how just about every leader in my team has built their business to using this really easy, duplicatable system on Facebook. So I'm in there a lot, and I'm consistent, like I said before, and connecting with leaders, connecting with new people. It's a very, very easy way to prospect, to send information really quickly, to set the appointment, to get on a call.
Jennifer, it's been an absolute privilege to have you on our call tonight. For those who are not familiar and have really connected with you, how can someone get a hold of you that may want to find out more about what you do as a mompreneur and a philanthropist and a woman of influence and affluence? How can they get a hold of you?
I am on Facebook, and it's Jennifer Corliss Trinkner, Corliss Trinkner, Trinkner. And I'm also on LinkedIn. And I do answer every single one of my messages. So if anyone, would like to reach out, I'm happy to connect with you.
And I'm really looking forward to you really taking your brand to the next level. For those of you who listened in tonight, you can really tell Jennifer is a woman who is really on a cause. Jennifer is very cause-driven. You're going to see Jennifer gracing the stages of not only her company, but many company events. As a woman, you're going to be a seven-figure income earner this year, this calendar year. You already are one of the top income earners in the history of your company. You were what number millionaire were you in your company?
I was number 148, Jeffrey.
148, and you will have your first seven-figure year in 2015. And your journey has been a four-year journey. So, folks, those of you who are listening, Jennifer has really taken her game to the next level, and she did it in the last 4 years, specifically in the last 2 years. So no matter where you are, you can absolutely have the results that you, if you seek, if you will do what Jennifer has done. Once again, Jennifer Corliss Trinkner. You can find her on Facebook and LinkedIn. Jennifer, thank you for being on tonight's call. This call is recorded.
Thank you so much.
And Susan told me to tell you that just what an awesome woman you are. And I want to tell you that you're not a client, you're an absolute first-class woman, world-class human being, and not only a great friend. I've had the opportunity to hang out with you on many occasions. I won't get to see you this June as you'll be in Greece, but definitely I will see you in August and in October. Jennifer, have a great evening, everyone.
Thank you, too.
Everyone, this call has been officially recorded, will be available at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or something like that. It'll be available in the morning. Actually, I'll reframe that. 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, no later than. That'll be 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. And as a parting message, have an absolutely great holiday weekend. I absolutely love the summer because it's filled with some of the greatest holidays in America. We have Memorial Weekend, 4th of July, and then Labor Day all coming up. Many of you have company events this summer. You have company events coming up in a few weekends. Absolutely take your game to the next level. My name is Jeffrey Combs. You can contact me on Facebook or 209-932-0227. Have a great evening, everyone.